Hey, Kathleen, what do you think of when I say the word home?
So immediately when you say the word home, I think of Atlanta because I was born and raised here. But now, as I've gotten older, I think my sense of home has evolved and I've left that comfort of my physical home I grew up in, and I had to create new homes and new places. So now it's becoming a little bit more of the community and the people I surround myself with. It's going to sound lame, but with my fiance, spending time with him wherever we are, he kind of feels like home, which is a nice feeling to have with someone else. And I think just as we get older, that definition starts to change. Dylan, what do you think of when I say home?
That question is really tough. I think it's tougher now than it's ever been. I may have alluded to it on the show, but it's been a tough year. As you know, I lost my mom, and that meant that I don't have the same kind of home to go back to as I always thought I did. And the physical house is gone. So right now, my idea of home is evolving as well. And I do suppose it is wherever my friends and my family are and where my partner is. So it's not one centralized place as much as it is anywhere there's someone that I love. And the city of Atlanta definitely feels like home on a regular basis. I feel very comfortable here, and I'm thankful to have a place like this.
Yeah, no wonder so many people keep moving here. So over the past few months, we've found that home means so many different things to people who come into our booth.
It came up in our episode about feeling lost, and it came up again in our discussion around feeling different. This left us wanting to know more about the idea of home and all of its different meanings.
So this week, we're honing in on the question, what does home mean to you?
Welcome to The Question Booth. My name is Dylan Fagan.
And I'm Kathleen Quillian.
The Question Booth is a place here in Atlanta where strangers can come in each week and have a one-on-one conversation about a big question. We share some of their interviews and find a pattern in their answers.
And this week, the pattern was all about feeling comfortable and having a safe space that you can return to, even if it's not a physical place.
That's interesting because that's kind of what we were just talking about.
Yeah, exactly. So let's start off this episode with brother and sister, Benjamin and Caitlin.
You know, they say home is where the heart is.
I was going to say, I feel like the stereotypical answer comes to mind. Like he said, home is where the heart is, but I think it's wherever the people you love most are.
Yeah.
Whoever you're with, that can be home.
Definitely. That saying is something for a reason.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
It's pretty spot on.
Yeah, the people can make a place your home.
I think it's definitely a place of familiarity. Mm-hmm. Somewhere you can be yourself, not any fear, anything like that, which, it changes over time, but... you have different homes as well, so.
Yeah,
that's true.
It's interesting to see the evolution of it.
Yeah.
Have you guys moved around from different homes or, new places or?
We've lived in Georgia our whole lives. Mm-hmm. But the first time, we didn't live together was when I went to college. And now he's in college and I'm in Atlanta. So I feel like that's been the only time that we've really experienced, a move mm-hmm. when we weren't together, so.
Yeah, so I'm up at the University of Georgia in Athens.
Awesome.
Go Dogs.
Go Dogs.
just seeing over the last few years how, it takes a lot of time to make a new home.
Yeah.
And there's different relationships that you form with people. Home is always Fayetteville, Georgia on the mm-hmm. south side, but, it's really interesting, kind of those relationships that you make, at first you may not see that being a comfortable place, but it becomes that just out of, nature. So
Yeah, I would agree, yeah.
It takes a little bit to, build up that community to make it feel like home. If you can describe it, it's kind of hard. What kind of emotions wash over you when you feel at home? How do you feel?
I would say love and comfort and happiness. Yeah, kind of, and happiness kind of goes along with joy, but just feeling comfortable enough to, be able to be happy and have joy in whatever sense, and then just feeling surrounded by love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say with that too is a sense of freedom in the way that, freedom to kick your feet up and do what you've always mm-hmm. done, but also to kind of try those new things. which can be tough when you're around, you know, people that know you super well, because on one hand you would say like, oh man, like I just kind of want to stick to my old guns here, but those people typically will also support you in any new thing. Mm-hmm. So for sure, freedom for me.
Yeah, and kind of that, the feeling of acceptance, I feel like kind of goes along with freedom too. Yeah.
Any other thoughts about home?
Everybody, everybody's got a home, you know. I think a lot of people forget that sometimes. So you just got to go back to that. Whatever it is, you know, you got to find that. And also know in transition that, you know, you will get to that place again. But just kind of that whole, just count your blessings, know your familiar spots, know those people. And it's something we need to be reminded of sometimes.
Yeah. And know that, that home can be, you know, like we said, what home means to us. It can be wherever you make it and however you make it. Like everyone has roots, but that doesn't, you know, that doesn't mean you can't have more than one home either.
I don't know about you, Dylan, but I can definitely relate to that transition in college or even moving to a new place where you have to build a new sense of community and friends and relationship and really work hard to make this new foreign place feel like home. I mean, it took a while, but it's funny now because I just yearn to go back to my college town and I feel like it's my second home.
I came to Atlanta for college, and it definitely took a while. I remember feeling very lonely my first year, but slowly but surely, you meet people, you find new interests, you learn your way around town, and it feels as natural as the back of your hand.
Yeah, it's kind of liberating because I think it's the first time that you've created your own home and your own roots without family or familiarity usually. Even if you don't go to college or you move away for the first time, I mean, you're just thrown out there and have to figure it out.
You do, and you realize that there were so many things that you thought grown-ups had always known. And you realize that just because you're older doesn't mean that everything's going to come naturally. But eventually, you can replace the warm comforter of home with a new patchwork quilt that you created.
Oh my gosh. Okay, let's hear from friends who are constantly having to create a new home. Here's Andrea and Jenny.
I have lived in a lot of places. I live overseas a lot. I travel a lot. For the last 5 to 10 years, every year I live somewhere else. So to me, home is not really a physical place anymore. It's just like I bring little souvenirs with me to remind me of home. So I have... This sounds really funny, but I've got a Muppet that she's well aware of that I've had since I was 5. So for 31 years already, I've had this Muppet. It's Ernie from Sesame Street, and he's adorable. And I always tell people, like, where Ernie is where home is. Because, you know, he's like the reminder of home and all nice things. And, I mean, he's quite big. He's 2'7" or so. So he's not like travel friendly or anything. So I don't always bring him around. Plus I have this irrational fear that, you know, like a water pipe will break and then he'll get drowned and I won't be there to rescue him or something. So I usually leave him at home with my parents to take care of. Yeah. And then when I talk to them on Skype, then they'll like bring Ernie
bring him
out.
In.
Yeah. So yeah.
Oh my gosh. How did you get Ernie, like this 2 foot or 2 feet.
So a long, long time ago in Atlanta in like the 80s, there was a store called Great America or something
like that.
Yeah. So, you know, it's like a precursor to Costco.
Right. Like, right.
So they had their grand opening on July 4th, 1987. And we walked in and there was this large pile of Ernie dolls.
Just like piled on top.
Well, they all had like rockets to their back because it was July 4th, like these cardboard like rockets. And I was like, it was love at first sight. I was like, I have to have him. And he has been like kind of my first doll, like big doll really. And yeah, I've had him throughout all these years and we've moved and lived in different places. And when I graduated college, even my parents drove up to Syracuse and brought Ernie along.
I spend a lot of time abroad. I haven't lived anywhere consistently for a long time. So when I think of home, you know, this sounds very sad, but it's not. I don't think of anything. Like, it's like a house. Like, you think of, like, how a child draws a home and you go, oh, that's a home.
Right.
But, like, home itself, like, the concept of home is definitely very fluid for me because you could be at home in a coffee shop. You can feel at home anywhere where you feel comfortable. So yeah, I don't think that I have a concept of home. It sounds sad, but it's actually very freeing because I can be at home wherever I go.
Sometimes thinking past a really concrete idea can be freeing, and home is one of the most concrete concepts of all to me, at least until recently. I like the concept of home being anywhere that you feel comfortable, and that really connects back to our interview with Victoria Price from a couple of months ago.
The definition of joy I like best is the pure and simple delight in being alive, and for me, that's what home is. When I'm in my heart, filled with joy, I feel this delight in being alive, which automatically connects me to the environment and to the animals and to other people. Then I'm home wherever I am.
So far, we've heard about home being a place to build and also nowhere at all. But after the break, we'll hear about home being a whole city.
We'll be right back. And we're back.
And here's Christian and Layla in the question booth.
What does home mean to me? Home to me is a safe space because I feel like I can find home in many places, because when someone says home to me, there's not one specific place that I think of, even though, you know, I do live in a house. But that's my home. But also, like, I have safe spaces around Atlanta that I can go to. Like, if I ever need something, I'm just very comfortable with the people, and I know that they have my well-being at heart.
Yeah.
And I know they're there to support me. And also, it also coincides, because I'm an artist, so it coincides with, like, my art. Like, wherever my art is, wherever I can make my art safely, that's a place that is home for me.
I don't think home is, like, a tangible thing. Like, when people say home, I think they think of, like, a building or, like, a rooftop or something. But I think home is more of what makes you comfortable and the people that you surround yourself with and what you associate. When you're out of Georgia or wherever you're from and you think of home, I think you think of the people, and I think that's home, like your friends, your close ones, your loved ones.
Yeah, because Chris said you think of usually, you know, a building.
Right.
You could be at the place where you live, your house, and it could not feel like home to you.
Yeah, you can feel like alone. An alien,
yeah.
I also think you can be alone and feel at home. Like, even if you live alone, if you're comfortable with yourself, because a lot of people, which is totally not wrong. I'm not saying you're wrong if you're not comfortable being alone, because it's very hard.
Yeah, it takes time.
It takes time to be comfortable with yourself. But a lot of people don't take time to spend time with themselves and get to know themselves, because you're so, like, you have to produce. Like, and that's just what you have to do, you know?
Yeah.
And you have to just keep going, push through everything, like, if you're going through a hard time or anything. And so you can't really take a second and, like, self-evaluate and heal all the time, because you don't have time to, because you have so much to do. So I think home can be within yourself, too.
Atlanta is a pretty cool place for artists. There's a really vibrant scene here, and everywhere you look, there's a beautiful mural. There are beautiful murals just outside our office, and the further you walk down the Atlanta Beltline, the more that you're going to see. I'm glad that people can feel home inside of an arts community here, which is something that Barry Lee talked about in our episode focused around feeling different.
In time, what that taught me was that home is in the relationships that you gain and the people that really accept you for you. They don't just talk to you about your disability or your looks every day. They're just people that, you know, want to spend time with you. And for me, home is within people.
Okay, so why don't we hear another interview? Here's Deja and Nina.
So today's question is, what does home mean to you?
A place where, like, all your family is not really like a place, it's just wherever family is, you know, not like physical place.
Yeah, so you don't see home as physical.
Yeah,
you just
no.
see it with the people you love.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with her. It's about, you know, where your family and love is, you yeah. know, where you feel most comfortable.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And is that with your family? Do you feel that lot? Like, is that home to you as well? Or?
Well, yeah, with my close family, with my children, my other family, that's, you know, that's something different. They don't make me feel like home.
Like, but you've created your own home.
Yes, I have. Mm-hmm. So when we enter our home, we feel so, like, at peace.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I think everything should be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have you lived in the same place or physical home? Or have you moved around?
Yeah, I moved around.
I mean,
a lot.
But in the last 3 years, we've been in the same place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm sure you know how, I mean, you understand how important that feeling of home is with just being around people that you love, yeah. especially if you've moved around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 That's so important.
Yeah. But I think people get so attached to, like, a place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, I'm never leaving here. Like, there's yeah. so much more to explore.
Well, how she makes it seem is, like, every place, like, if we move to, she'll make it seem like, you know, like, it's homey, you know? Not like...
Yeah.
Yeah. So every place we go, there's, like, home, you know? Because that's how my mom makes it.
We'll have more question booth after another quick break. And we're back.
Thanks for joining us.
So we have a couple more conversations to share from the booth about the meaning of home. Here's Meg.
That's a really weird one for me. Because I've never had a place that actually felt like home. The closest thing I get is anywhere I have my cat.
Yeah, I feel like that's a lot of people feel that way with their pet.
Yeah, someplace where I have my cat and I don't feel like I don't belong there.
I think it's interesting that people have come in and they said that home hasn't been a physical place for them. It's been a feeling or a person or a pet that can make you feel safe and at home with yourself.
Yeah, for me, that place was my grandparents' house.
Yeah.
And it was weird because after I graduated college, I found out my grandparents' house had just been left abandoned with the utilities on for 2 years because no one wanted to deal with it.
Oh my gosh.
So I stole the key and moved in. And that was my home for a couple of years where even though it felt strange because there are all these tiny things of like all of my family's heights on the door, my grandmother's sun catchers. There's one bathroom that still had like a fish mobile, a mobile made of fish hanging from it. Just little stupid things like that. And that kind of felt like home.
Yeah.
And then I slowly got pushed out of there where my roommates are like, we're taking over this entire house. And I'm like, no, that's not okay. And then I lost the house because of that. So
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's just one of those weird things where, like, I know I can't trust places or people,
mm-hmm.
but I can trust myself and my stupid cat.
I can relate to the pet thing. I know that wherever there's a dog, I'm home. It doesn't matter if I see a dog on the street or if I'm at a friend's house. If I get to pet that dog, I feel pretty at home. And I miss my parents' dogs all the time. They're on my phone lock screen, so I see them dozens of times throughout the day. It's like a little slice of home.
Why don't we end this week with a younger perspective on what home means? Here's Sydney and Riley.
Home is usually a place where I can relax, whether it's in Michigan where I was born or in Georgia where I've been for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a place I can rest and talk to friends and family.
And, like, feel like you can just be you.
Yeah.
And just, like, take a breath.
Home is, like, a place where you can go whenever you want. It's a place where nobody's going to judge you. You can be yourself. You can you don't have to worry about other people. You just have to worry about, like, it's just a place you can, whenever you're in need or you need to go somewhere, you can just go home. Well, home is where you make a lot of memories, and I like the memories I make with my sister, because whenever we're at home and we're just playing together, I just think you can make really nice memories because we'll, like, play cards together, or we'll just have nice conversations, we'll look at funny things.
We wanted to talk about home this week because it's a very important concept right now. I mean, the idea of home at its core is essential, but right now it's something that's coming up each day in the news. And what it means to have a home, or to find a better home, or to not know where your home will be, is something that we feel is really important to explore right now.
Yes, definitely. And next week we'll be speaking with Erin Bernhardt. She's the co-director and producer of a new documentary, Clarkston, which focuses on the most diverse square mile in America. Clarkston, Georgia is home to people from over 150 different ethnicities, many of whom are refugees. We are looking forward to hearing about this amazing work.
Let us know what you think. Tell us what home means to you. We love hearing from you. You can email us at thequestionbooth@howstuffworks.com. We're The Question Booth on Instagram and question_booth on Twitter. Kathleen and I write the script, I do the music, and we produce the show together.
Yes, and special thanks to executive producer Julie Douglas, to Pont City Market for hosting The Question Booth, and to you, our participants and listeners. You can visit the booth here in Atlanta at Pont City Market, 12 to 5 p.m. Friday through Sunday. We'll have more on home next week.
But until then,
see you in the question booth.